Welcome to this month's For Your Child newsletter. Our topic is all-terrain vehicle injuries on the rise. While riding an all-terrain vehicle, or ATV, may seem like a fun activity for your child, too often it can end in a serious injury and a trip to the emergency room. In fact, deaths and hospital visits related to ATV use have more than doubled in the past decade, according to a report at a recent Radiological Society of North America meeting. The study says that the most common injuries that youngsters sustain include serious injuries such as broken legs and arms, skull fractures, brain injuries, and hemorrhages. Dr. Chetan Shah says parents need to understand that ATVs are not toys. According to the Consumer Product Safety Commission, 467 people died from ATV-related injuries in 2005. In 1995, that number was 200 people. In 2005, 136,700 Americans were treated in emergency rooms for ATV-related injuries, up from just 52,200 in 1995. Because injuries and deaths from ATV use are rising so dramatically, Dr. Shah wanted to learn exactly who's getting injured and what types of injuries are occurring from ATV use. For the past 10 years, the researchers have collected data on any child treated for an ATV accident in their hospital. In that time, they have treated 455 children, ranging in age from 6 months to 19 years old. The average age of the ATV riders was just over 11 years. There were more injured boys, 318 in the study, than girls, 137. 6 children died as a result of their injuries. None of the children who died were wearing helmets. 77 of the injured children had skull fractures. 62 had hemorrhages, and 53 had brain injuries. 12 children had spine fractures, and 3 of those had spinal cord injuries. 32 children had injuries to their lungs. 159 children had fractures of their extremities, most often a leg bone. 11 children had to undergo amputations as a result of their injuries. Dr. Shah says the youngest patient was 6 months old and had been riding with his mother. The infant suffered a fractured thigh. He says his study also includes 2 different 2-year-old ATV drivers who managed to start the devices and ride them without their parents' knowledge. One was found unconscious next to the ATV. She had a severe brain hemorrhage and is now permanently disabled as a result of the accident. Dr. Barbara Gaines says ideally, no child under the age of 16 should ever operate or ride on an ATV. They're simply not big enough to control the vehicle, and they don't yet have the cognitive skills to avoid crashes. Beverly Losman, director of Safe Kids Georgia, says if you're going to let your child ride an ATV, you should know what to do and take steps to help prevent accidents and minimize the risks. She advises parents to make sure that children always wear a helmet, goggles, and other protective gear. They should wear long pants and boots instead of shorts and sneakers. For more information, always consult your child's doctor. Thank you for listening. Please visit our website for more information on health and wellness topics.